Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles podcast with Dave and Chris. And we are recording today on January 17th. And before we get into the heart of our podcast, I wanted to ask Chris, the news just broke a little while ago that Phil Spector died at the age of 81 in prison, of course. And
this is news to me, Dave.
Yeah, he just died earlier, like maybe a couple hours ago it was reported. And so any initial thoughts here on the passing of Phil Spector at 81?
I guess it's hard to say it's super sad or heartbreaking. However, taking some time to think about it, you know, obviously the later years of his life got a little crazy, but he, you know, certainly is a music legend.
Yeah.
And obviously contributed greatly to many, many Beatles projects. Mm-hmm. As far as that goes, very sad and an important part, I would say, of certainly a music history with the Phil Spector Christmas record is one of the greatest Christmas records that exist, obviously. You know, Let It Be probably is the project with the most mixed feelings with Phil Spector, but certainly all of the solo projects that he was involved with. Well, heck, that was my top, what, two on my on our list?
Yes, of, right, exactly. Plastic Ono Band and All Things Must Pass. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
So two of the top three, at least, or four of my list, and your top number one, and you know, certainly Plastic Ono Band is a tremendously excellent production on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And certain parts of All Things Must Pass. Other ones are a little too spectered up.
A little heavy-handed, yeah.
Yeah, but shocking news, really, to me. Like, I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
It's always sad when someone dies in prison.
I know.
Obviously, their life did not go the way they wanted it to.
No. One of those situations where you have a person you get an awful person, which he was awful even before he killed that woman, with some of the stuff he did, with the craziness in the studio and being really unreliable and shooting guns in the studio and just being kind of a maniac. But you have that, and then you've got kind of like the maniac genius too. So somebody whose work is really valuable, the Wall of Sound, all those early girl groups, all that, Brian Wilson, I saw, was quoted saying he was the best, you know, huge influence, Bruce Springsteen, I mean, all of them, obviously the Beatles. So, but it's funny, I saw some of the comments on one of the Beatles posts from Facebook. It's like, worst thing he ever did was Let It Be. I'm not sad because of Let It Be and all the comments like that. And
yeah, it's like, well, he had a huge other career that was spectacular, you know.
I mean, right.
Be My Baby.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, we could list probably 200 songs that he...
You've Lost That Love and
River
Feeling.
Mountain High. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You can't just ignore all that. I mean, it's we're getting in an era where things getting more and more complicated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, the Girl Is Mine came on, and I was like, of course, always I laugh at exchange.
The dialogue.
Dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you're like, ooh. Like, there's always that feeling now of, like, grossness little bit.
Yeah.
Phil Spector obviously, killed someone. So it's not to be lauded, but but big part of his career. Great production on many things. Created a whole sound.
Exactly, and for that, you gotta give the credit. And like you said, for the Beatles solo albums, especially right after they broke up with Plastic Ono Band, Imagine, a lot of John stuff, rock and roll sessions, then George. So, yeah, I mean, very...
There's rock and roll sessions, obviously.
That's where it got really nutty.
Also very...
Everyone drunk and that, we'll have to do a rock and roll sessions review or discussion at some point because I think
I
there's
think we did Rock and Roll the album. I
I
think
think
we
we
covered
did that,
the
yeah.
album, but I'm wondering if there's going to be a, there has to be coming at some point a Rock and Roll Sessions sort of set,
I would think so,
I
yeah.
would think, because there's more stuff on the sitting around there.
Exactly. And now that we're getting Plastic Ono Band this year at some point, I think they might start to do that for some of the other albums too. So,
Yeah, I think so too.
yeah.
So,
Well, anyway, I just wanted to mention that as something kind of definitely related to our work. So,
we'll have to see if any Phil Spector produced work gets on our list here.
I'm curious, yeah, because our. Well, as we segue into our topic of the day, this has the it was suggested through an idea from friend of the show Michael, who will talk a little bit about his list for this particular topic at the end of the show. But Chris came up with a great title for it, and it's Hot Starts. And so, what are we going to do here today? What are we talking about? What are these hot starts?
Well, it's songs from the Beatles. We're doing just Beatles catalog. We're not doing a solo stuff. We might do another one with solo stuff at some point if this goes well. Songs with good or interesting or iconic starts. So, like for example, like let's take a David Bowie song. So, Suffragette City is not like my favorite David Bowie song at all. But I'd have to say, oh, what a great start to that, because it starts with doom doom doom, and so you like instantly think about like, oh yeah, that's an iconic, very great, awesome, song, start to a song. So, that's the list we're digging into. So it might not be like our favorite Beatles songs,
No.
some of these, but they have interesting starts. They're good starts. How did you define it for yourself, Dave? Did you
Yeah,
sort
that
of
was.
similarly?
Yeah, that was kind of the tricky part about it because I tried to do ones or tried to pick ones that were iconic, like you said, ones that you know instantly what the song is when you hear it, and then also kind of interesting ones to me, things that really speak to my own aesthetic, as either as a guitar player or just as a song itself that just as soon as it was like kind of like when, as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh yes, this is, I know I'm gonna, I can't wait to listen to this song. So it's kind of a mixture, I'd say some iconic ones, some ones you know instantly, and then a few of my favorites as well. All
Yeah,
right.
that's I think I probably lean just slightly more towards, I wouldn't say necessarily even my favorites, but ones that I thought were interesting to talk
Okay.
about.
Yeah, I've definitely, I think
Because
I've got
there's
a few of
some that
those.
are like, okay, yeah, that's super famous,
Yeah.
but I don't necessarily have so much to say about that one or this one. So we'll see how our list land. We're doing it sort of pick'em style, old school pick'em style,
Yeah,
where it's
yeah.
like you'll go and I'll go. We haven't talked about our lists,
No, and
so we'll
we
see.
I haven't even really looked at a friend of the show Michael's list either very closely. So we'll just read it at the end, and then I had friend of the show Wayne just to see. He also weighed in just to see, and our lists were not the same. So I think that's it shows that we all have different preferences on these things and look for different things. So I'm excited to see what we come up with.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I'll start out with Taxman
Oh,
because.
yeah, of
Yeah,
course.
because I think it's got such a strange.
Two, three, one, two.
It's got such a strange introduction, and it's also the beginning of the album. And so I think looking at the beginnings of albums, how they start out, is kind of an important thing because it sets the tone for the rest of the album. And so Taxman, with that weird, incoherent kind of talking and banter, it sounds like it hasn't started yet, and then all of a sudden they just lock in to that great groove.
Yeah, that groove is really tight right there from the beginning. I was had the Beatles channel on Sirius XM on the other day, and live version of this came on from Japan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that really sounds great. Like,
yeah.
So it's a great start to a song.
Yes. So Taxman is my first.
All right. Great. A hot start for our hot starts list.
Yes.
So I'm going to name probably what is my when you think about the most iconic. Got to be Hard Day's Night.
That. Yeah, absolutely.
And here's a quote from the Complete Beatles recording sessions. Mark Lewisohn from George Martin. We knew it would open both the film and the soundtrack album, so we wanted a particularly strong and effective beginning. The strident guitar chord was the perfect launch.
Well, and another song that's the beginning of an album and the movie, and just totally iconic. It's one of those chords that every guitar player tries to figure out. And in fact, it starts out our podcast in the last few times. It's become so iconic that it's become our beginning, too.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I thought is like, what other group is it you could play like one chord?
Right.
And it's
right.
Like, oh, I know what that's referencing.
Exactly. Exactly.
So not and probably the shortest opening hot start on my list. I'll do another one here, Dave. How about Hey Bulldog from Yellow Submarine?
Ooh.
I really like it. It starts with that piano only. So dun, playing that lick, and then it adds that guitar lick in with the drums, playing that exact same pattern.
Yep.
And then when that bass comes in, now you're feeling like great, and it does it three times and then starts that song off. So really great, strong start to a song. Really cool. I always love it when it comes on. Now, does Hey Bulldog hold up the rest of the song? For some people, yes. Some people put it at their top. Remember, it was
number
six on the NME list.
Yeah.
Some people know, but definitely a great, great start to a song.
It is, and I think it's because it builds, and you've got the lick or the piano playing, and then the guitar comes in and the drums, and so it's like a big opener. So it gets you interested right away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
and
a great choice.
Ringo's really going to town from
yes.
the start.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's a good one to segue into my next one, because it's John Lennon, I believe, called Hey Bulldog, Son of Day Tripper. So, of course, I'm going to put Day Tripper on the list, because they're, in fact, if you think of them back to back, they are very similar. They're riff-based. They're just great guitar licks to play. They're very iconic. And fit well together. And Day Tripper is another one that starts out with just the guitar, then the bass comes in, then the tambourine, and then the drums. So, yeah, it's just another classic, absolute classic.
Yeah. What's next for you? What's next for you?
Okay, so let's see. Let me pick one here. Let's go later here, and I'll say All You Need Is Love, because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, well, again, it's another iconic one. As soon as it starts out, you know what it is. And the best part is it's not a Beatles song that starts it out. It's the French national anthem. And
how do you pronounce the French national
La Marseillaise. La Marseillaise. Okay. Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Dave.
Yes. So with the band.
Yeah, and then you get those background vocals there, too, which is the love.
Yeah. So that to me is another classic one. It's an interesting one, and it sets the stage for the whole party atmosphere or the celebratory atmosphere of that song.
I also think it's like one thing I was thinking about when I was going through these is songs that like get this song going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or openings that get the song going. And that turn right at the end where it's like dum da dum. It's sort of like
yeah,
uplifting into the song starting.
Gets you right into it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, great. That was almost on my list. Okay, so how about this one? A little cockle-doodle-doo to start your song. Good morning, good morning from Sergeant Pepper. And then it comes, you get the cock-a-doodle-doo, which is really fits the song.
Sure.
But I really love that horns with the sort of chugging sort of bass and drum line there, and the good morning, good morning, good morning in the background.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Good morning, good morning.
Yeah. It's a rump-dum-dum-dum. Yeah, it's like a rump-de-dump sort of beat to it. Of course, with the new mix too, it's like really like knocks you out of your seat with the sort of like low of the bass there, kind of chugging along.
Yeah, I like that too, having the obviously this good morning, and then having it's very much tied into the with the animals, and then the animals come back at the end, and so does the cock-a-doodle-doo in the kind of coda of the song. So that is a that's another evocative hot start.
And then here's one that I thought, oh, this one's really interesting to talk about this, because it feels like a car kind of getting up to speed. And the start of this one, it's like cranking up, winding up, getting us ready to the song, The Night Before. Starts with that. Dun, 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 dun.
It does. We said our goodbyes. Yeah, it does kind of build right up to it. It starts out with that electric keyboard too, kind of standing out there.
Yeah, it's an ascending sort of feel to it. It just I was listening to it, and I was like, oh, it's sort of like, yeah, it's sort of like getting up to,
I like
like
that.
getting your like the song, we're not quite ready for the song yet. Here we come, here we come.
That's a good one. That's totally not thought of it that way. Let's see. How about I'll do two that are quite innovative and that are probably obvious ones that would be on most everybody's, but 8 days a week would be
Okay,
one having the fade in because you are sitting and listening to the CD or record or whatever, and all of a sudden nothing's happening, and then here come the Beatles coming in. So the fade in, I think, is really a not the first time, obviously, it had been done, but it was a standout kind of thing. And the fact that when we listen to the anthology 8 days a week, you know they didn't start out like that originally. You had the Yes. That's a terrible introduction. That's not a hot start when you just have the woo and the hand claps and the So
Yeah, they came up with a much, much, much better, much more iconic start. I don't know if it's possible it had been done before that,
Yeah.
but I can't pull up in my mind where it had.
No. So that one has always stood out. And then right around the same time, same period would be, of course, I Feel Fine, which
Oh, yeah.
yeah, with the feedback, which I remember Lennon was very defensive about it, reading, saying, nobody did this. Jimi Hendrix, everybody thought Jimi Hendrix did this. No, we did it first. And it was us. And so he was very excited about having the feedback. And then not just the feedback, but the lick, when he actually comes in and starts playing, that the guitar work is really intricate and really sets the song off.
I totally agree on the on both those choices. How about talk about kicking a song off? How about Revolution?
Yeah, I toyed around with keeping that one on my list, but I ended up dropping it. So I want to hear why, what you think.
Yeah, I feel like there's about a group of about four or five like all very iconic kind of like things from this era, and this was the one that I sort of stood out to me just in that it's that heavy guitar, and then of course that scream, yeah. Oh, and the big drum hit, you
Yes.
know,
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Of course, it is just as interesting, I think, as the Revolution One on the White Album start, which is the same song but slowed down and still got that lick,
On
but
acoustic
got the
sound,
acoustic. And then okay,
Okay,
yeah.
yeah.
But I think the single version of Revolution, it's like when that kicks in, you're like, all right, let's do it. Let's turn it
Yeah.
up.
And that's one that I think every guitar player tries to learn and tries to play that introductory lick because it's just so classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how about let me find an older one here. How about I was looking at, 'cause a lot of the older ones, like they're a little bit shorter of intros, so they're kind of hard to put them on the list, or they're cover songs. And so I sort of like, I'm like, some of these cover songs, they're just doing it the same way they did it on the previous record. However, from With the Beatles, You Really Got a Hold on Me is just so great with the piano and the guitar. Dun, 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 boom, bang, bang,
Yeah.
it really just sort of like really sets you in for like, oh man, this is perfect. I tell you, that song, Beatles version of that song is just so great.
It is. It is. Do you like it better than the Smokey Robinson one?
No, I love both of them. I can't, you couldn't make me kick one out. Like if it was like this one or that one. Maybe we'll have a this one or that one kind of
That'd be fun. Yeah.
with the, like the most like, yeah, that would be probably the hardest choice of all of
Yeah.
them.
That's a great choice. That's one. Yeah, that piano. Do, 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 do. And then when they when you come in, when Ringo comes in, it's just sets the tempo, the whole feel of that. Do, 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 do. Yeah, that's a great choice. Let's see. I'll go to a late one. Well, I'll do one that's probably expected and one that's not. So, the one that's expected, I think again, that would probably be on most people's lists would be "Here Comes the Sun." Yeah, because that's speaking of songs that and intros that every guitar player has to learn at some point. It's very difficult and to play it cleanly. So the way I when I was thinking about it, I thought at the every time you played it live, as soon as that first chord came in, everyone was cheering.
Plus, it very underrated is the
Yeah, oh yeah,
doo.
the Moog, yeah, the boo. Yes, how could we forget that? Yeah, so Here Comes the Sun definitely is an all-time classic. And then one that is a personal favorite of mine that I s also spent a long time, because I get, have a guitar player, so I spent a lot of time sitting and working out And Your Bird Can Sing.
Oh, yeah, Dave.
Yeah, because that's the dual guitars of John and George. And the note work, the melodic writing, the rhythm of it's terrific and just so well played. The tone of the guitars is great. And I know Lennon always said the song was a throwaway, but hey, it's a great song and it's got amazing guitar work on it. So that introduction sets the whole stage for what's coming.
Absolutely, Dave. Absolutely. I that would have been on my list, but you stole
Oh, I'm sorry.
it.
That's the peril we run into when we don't know what we're choosing here. That's the
Yeah.
fun part. Yeah.
Well, I got a couple alternates I can fill in here,
Okay.
Dave. How about this alternate? Just like absolutely, like as soon as, once again, as soon as you hear it played in concert, people are like, as soon as he sits down at that piano and starts kicking out Lady Madonna, you're like, okay, there, here we go. He's got a couple like that. I'm not sure if another one makes your list or not, but where it's just like the piano beginning, there it is, and you're like, oh yeah, all right, we know what it is.
And that's actually an interesting question. Do you think, and so far thinking of our list, it's pretty mixed. It's not mainly Paul, George, or John, but it seems like Paul has so many really memorable introductions that, and maybe it's because we've heard so many of those songs so many times that, like for like that one, for example, as soon as he starts playing Lady Madonna.
Yeah, he's played it at every concert since 1989, I think. So
So
probably
you
so.
just know it's what's coming. But it also Yeah, it's the piano song, and I'm realizing I don't have any piano songs on my list. So,
Oh, Dave hates the piano, is what
no, I
you're
love
pointing
the piano.
to.
I'm just a guitar player, so
Yeah.
I'm approaching it that way. But this, yeah, that was in contention.
Yeah. And then since Dave hates the piano, let's start with one with a cool, choppy rhythm guitar at the beginning and a sped up clavolin to sound like an oboe. How about Baby, You're a Rich Man, Dave?
Ooh, that's a new,
Did you think of this
not
one?
at all.
Yeah.
No, with that,
It's a really
yeah.
cool start to a song.
And then that, yes,
That bass comes in, it's really
mm-hmm.
cool. And then what really makes it stand out is that
Yes,
clavolin
giving
coming
it the Far Eastern sound. Yeah,
Yeah. So
that's a
love it.
great choice.
I really like that one. As soon as I heard that one, as I was going through every single song in the Beatles catalog,
Yep.
I was like, oh, this one I gotta put on the list. So
And that's a that, that also I think you and I would probably say that's an underrated song.
Oh
That
yeah,
that's
for
yeah,
sure.
it's a really one that flies under the radar but is a really great tune. So yeah. Good choice. Good choice. All right. So let's see here. Let me go to back to an early one. And this is one that we actually devoted a whole episode to it. And that's If I Fell. Because yeah, we in fact, if you go back to our Song Under the Microscope discussion, we talked a lot about the introduction and how it's kind of tentative and complex rhythmically. It doesn't, or not melodically, harmonically. It's not really connected to the key of the song. So it was a really powerful and sophisticated intro for the time for their development. So that's another great choice for an intro.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we talked about that a lot
Yes. So,
previously, so I don't have much to add to what you just said.
yeah. And then another one that's an all-time classic. You were talking about Paul sitting down
Yeah.
to play Lady Madonna. Well, how about when he sits down to play Blackbird?
Oh yeah.
That is another
Oh,
one which
absolutely.
as soon as you hear that beginning lick on the acoustic, you just, again, the cheers.
I don't know, at least people our age, if anyone's ever picked up an acoustic guitar to learn and not at least had a stab at
Yes.
Blackbird.
Yep.
So much so that he has to joke about it. Oh, you played the wrong chord at every show.
Exactly. Because I think there's, you and I probably went to guitar stores back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you would hear people playing usually two Beatles songs. That was one of them. And the other one we've already mentioned, which one? Like, let's say on electric. What would they be playing on electric?
Oh,
At least I heard a lot of people mangling the riff pretty badly. Day Tripper,
they try.
I would hear people not quite getting it
Darn,
right.
darn, darn. It's like, come on, dude.
Come on, yeah, and of course they're cranked up to 10 in the guitar store, and all you hear is one high school kid trying to jam away at it. But yeah, that and Blackbird, I think, are really standard. If you're gonna be in a guitar, if you're gonna learn the guitar, you got to know those.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to Abbey Road, and I'm going to pick one that maybe you wouldn't think about initially. There's so many things on Abbey Road that the beginning of them are interesting and cool, and maybe even a few that we've talked about over the years. But what about Because? It's
Yeah.
so dramatic, this harpsichord opening, and it kind of doesn't. It almost doesn't fit with the rest of the song, but somehow it like gets you in the perfect headspace for it, if that makes any sense, what I just said.
Yeah, and do you think it's because the harpsichord is also kind of processed, and it's that's an old instrument kind of brought in a new way, and
it's in this sort of minor key, and then that guitar comes in with a ding 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 ding.
Yes,
ding,
arpeggiating. Yeah.
And then once they go then it's sort of like we're in a different. We've shifted it, but we're still in this sort of like. It sets up sort of the mystical kind of feeling of maybe mystical is not the right word, but the word's escaping me, but sort of deep kind of thought that we're going to go into through the rest of the song.
Yeah.
But I really, really like that opening, and you don't think about it too much. It's definitely not as iconic as many of the ones I'm even going to leave off my list.
Right, right.
But I just thought, oh, it's so interesting how it starts. So, and then one more choice here. I got a lot of Yellow Submarine on my list, Dave. And how about It's All Too Much? The cool distorted guitar,
the feedback and the, yeah.
Yeah, what's he say at the beginning? He says,
to Yomo.
Yeah, something. To Yomo or something.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't know. I need to look that up, what he says at the beginning. I think it's like a name, if I remember. That cool sort of distorted guitar.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That would be enough, but then we get into that organ, that dun 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 dun. And then we jump, jump,
jump, jump, the drums,
too much. So it's like a real cool sort of like in stages, getting you ready for this for this tune. So yeah, it's All Too Much.
Great choice. Yeah, the George's tunes. We've got a lot of George tunes here. I think he paid attention to that, how things started, and that's a cool one. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've got one more here on my original list here, and I'll end with a strange one from the White Album. Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me, for Me and My Monkey.
And, oh yeah,
yeah.
I was in consideration for me for sure.
Mm-hmm. And to me, it's I'm listening to it as a music theorist, and it's very confusing to see where it starts. What beat are we starting on? And the beginning of the song just doesn't. If you don't know where it begins, it doesn't lock in very well, and it throws you off a little bit. But it's got such a cool, and those are actually off beats. But it's just interesting in what's happening and setting the rest of the song up. So
yeah. Yeah, cool. Great choice. Actually, when we talked about this, that was sort of the first thing that popped into my head for some reason was that, like, oh, that's a really cool, interesting one.
Yeah.
And then as I dug in further, it didn't end up eventually making my list. But really, really interesting, cool start to a song that otherwise is kind of like after, I think it loses steam.
Yeah, yeah.
As a song overall, but that intro is like definitely really, really cool.
Yeah.
Here's another one you could probably say that about. This will be the last one I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling we'll be talking about this quite a bit later this year. And that's Dig a Pony. Great lick. The triplet sort of doom ba 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 da doom ba doom ba doom ba doom. And then it does it again.
Yeah.
It's in a 3/4 time there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you've heard the other version, the earlier versions of it, they do it a third time with start it up with a doo 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 doo. All I want is you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're like, that part's not working, and cut it out. But really cool lick. And I was actually watched how to play this, and it's not easy.
No, it isn't. I've flubbed it many a time. Yeah.
You go 3/7 and then 5/7 and back down one for some reason. It works. So
I hope when we see the Get Back movie, we'll get to see them working on it or something, or see them at the rooftop playing it. You can see get good close up on the hands so we can figure out how it's done. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite a lick.
And that's true. It is kind of a song that loses steam, though, over once after that lick.
Sure. Sure. And I probably like it a little more than you do.
Yeah.
But as a general, it's one of the ones we've talked about over the years. But, so I guess that's it for our list, but let's take a look. Let's open the vault, Dave.
Yes. Yes.
And let's take a list at ones that, maybe were on that in the suggestion that we didn't have on our list. Cause I'm sure there's many that we agree with.
Okay.
And, of course, both of us are like, oh, we could scrap these and do another 11 a piece.
Of
and
course.
We could come up with a bunch of great ones.
Yes. So going to Michael's list here, he gave us 25. So that's a lot. We will. How about we do the top 10 and see if there's any.
Oh, he ranked his?
Yes, he ranked his.
That's impossible.
I know.
There's no way we could have ranked these.
No. But there are some that are on both of our lists and some that aren't. So I'm curious to hear what you think. So this one, number 10 was in consideration for me, was Ticket to Ride.
Okay, yeah. For sure.
So that's a good one. Number 9 was Paperback Writer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good choice. Then numbers 8 and 7 are Sergeant Pepper, which that would have been an alternate for me. So Sergeant Pepper and The Reprise.
Yeah.
So, to me, putting on Sergeant Pepper the beginning of the album was too obvious. That was kind of that's just that one. Everyone knows what's coming with that one, but good choice. Number 6. This one neither of us had. She's a Woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And number 5, Revolution. Number 4, Rain. Interesting.
Oh, that's, you like
that's
that?
That's my song.
He knows who he's talking to.
Yep, he knows his audience.
Yep.
And then number 3, Day Tripper. Number 2, I Feel Fine. And number 1, which also to me just seemed too obvious, but we probably would agree, I Saw Her Standing There.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably like a Twist and Shout. We probably could have had that. Could have had I've Just Seen a Face, maybe. Obladi Oblada, obviously. That was what I was thinking of when I was like, I picked Lady Madonna over that one because they're very, very similar, you know.
Well, here's if you want more comparison, this is Wayne who sent me his list as well. So number 12 is Norwegian Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With the sitar.
Yeah,
good choice. Sure. Eleanor Rigby.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at all the lonely people. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting where they started.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Eleanor Rigby. And then let's continue here. Sergeant Pepper, Ticket to Ride, Let It Be. That's another one that you could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Let It Be or Hey Jude, they're just sort of clear choices. I Am the Walrus.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do, 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 do. I Feel Fine, Revolution. Drive My Car. That was also an interesting choice because of it also starts out with a cool lick and do, 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 do in the bass. And
yeah.
That was pretty fun. I Saw Her Standing There, Here Comes the Sun, and Hard Day's Night was his first.
I'm surprised, really, that no one has mentioned Come Together.
That's right. I'm looking at.
I know that you and I probably are. It's just that we're tired.
So tired of it. Yeah.
But it's definitely a very iconic sort of interesting kind of opening.
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's another lick that every guitar player is going to work on.
Yeah.
And play.
And then there's a couple I didn't mention just because it's like I've talked about them too much. Like You Never Give Me Your Money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Anna.
Yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
Have like pretty good openings, but it's just like I've talked about them so much. It's like I won't shut up about them.
I know.
Talk
you
about
and
some
Anna.
Other song.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So pretty good. Yeah. I hope if nothing else that you all listen more carefully now to the intros when you're listening to the Beatles.
I was having a hard time because a lot of it, like songs that, like, for instance, What You're Doing. I don't think that's a great song, but it does have a pretty good opening with a...
Yeah.
On the 12 string there. Yeah, yeah. Kind of cool. So, yeah, there's even songs I don't like very much. I think, you know, it just showed me how many songs they have that start really, really great. But it is a great discussion, and, you know, maybe we'll do this again for solo stuff. Maybe we'll do cold, hot, or
cold starts. Ends. Oh, yeah. Hot ends. Ooh, yeah. Do the endings, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm already thinking of a couple of good ones that we could put on for, how do we call it? Not hot. Yeah, we'll come up with something.
We'll workshop it.
We'll workshop it, yeah.
If you have a suggestion for what we should call cool ends or hot ends. Please post it. If you've got a hot start, it's like, oh man, this one's so cool, the beginning of this one. Leave that in the comments, you know.
Yeah.
Get some discussion going on what you like on this. I like these. This topic, it's not so, Dave, you're such an idiot because you didn't put this or that on here. It's just sort of, we're talking about different various good ones that we like.
Yeah. And I put mine into a playlist, and it was fun to listen to them. I thought these are my, I think I put 15 at first, and then I had to whittle them down. I thought, okay, well, these are, they fit the bill pretty well. So
yeah,
good. Well, all right. Well, all right. Yeah. Go check out some hot starts. Thanks to Michael and to Wayne for their contributions. And like Chris said, if you want to add your own, you can send it to us on, I've Got a Beatles Podcast at hotmail.com or on our Facebook page or Twitter pages. And yeah, last thing I wanted to ask you about, how's McCartney 3 holding up here in the weeks since our review?
Definitely holding up pretty well. I got it on vinyl. I ended
up breaking
down because I found one of these indie white vinyl copies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? Why not? So I bought a copy, and I've been enjoying it. I really do like the sound of playing the record rather than...
Yeah, me too.
Even with my advanced... I've got too many echoes. I've got echoes in too many rooms, so I'm talking to one, and the other one answers me. So I got to cut down on my echoes.
Yes.
I like the sound of it's still holding up for me. Oh, it is interesting though to have heard it so many times with Slidin' coming after Deep Deep Feeling, and now Slidin' is at the end of side one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it works better the other way around. I think it works better with Slidin' after Deep Deep Feeling. I think listen to it that way once if you get the chance, just to see if you feel similarly to me on that. But it still holds up, and the lyric videos keep coming out. I think they're all out now.
They've got everyone done. Yeah,
you can just go on YouTube and do a playlist, and there's a playlist put together. And I think they did such a great job with those. They're really cool.
They're fun to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun day. It really like points out the lyrics. I think the lyrics are like a lot better on this than on some previous records.
All right. Well, we'll be back soon with another episode, and Happy New Year to everybody. Hopefully we're gonna have a lot to talk about with all of our releases coming out this year. So we're gonna try to get
start getting some news.
Get some dates.
If goes to form, then tomorrow we'll be hearing some releases.
That's always how it goes. I know.
So it'll be nice to get some news. How about this? What do you think we'll hear news on first?
We heard that the Ringo EP is in March, so we know that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm saying of stuff we haven't
heard. Stuff.
So it's... The next archive series, Paul McCartney, All Things Must Pass, or the Plastic Ono Band, or something else.
I'm gonna say probably the Harrison, because we had Lennon in October. McCartney's been all over the news, so I'm guessing All Things Must Pass will be the first out of the gate, and then we'll see. But I'm kind of hoping for that because they tempted us with the All Things Must Pass remixed, and that sounded great. So you know they're working on it, or it's done.
I think you're right. I think we're going to get that announcement in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Maybe a May release or a
Yeah.
April release, something like that.
And then I'm going to say after that we're going to get some weird McCartney other thing. Like, oh, here's some colored vinyls on some of the other ones that it's sort of petered out. We need to re-up, including a live one you haven't thought about, and like maybe Tripping Live Fantastic
Oh
or
yeah,
something
could be,
on
could be.
colored vinyl, you know.
You'll be
Oh, I really want that Tripping
pre-ordering
Live
that one.
Fantastic highlights too.
Yes.
So that's my guess, is we get some weird something like that. So
Yeah. Well, should be fun. It's going to be a jam-packed year, so we're
yep.
glad to be back at it. And yeah, this was fun. We will be back at you soon with a new episode.